Test 70, Section 3, Question 22. Here we have a strength in plus, so what will make the argument perfect? So what it's, and this creates a series of if-thens, really. It's saying, if the budget doesn't allow for more dairy inspectors to be hired, most of the large dairies will not meet federal standards governing disposal of natural waste, which can seep into streams. Okay, so if the budget doesn't allow for more, most of the large dairies aren't going to meet it. The new district budget, however, does not allow for the hiring of more dairy inspectors. Okay, so basically it's not going to allow. So we know that most of the large dairies will not meet federal standards governing disposal. Then it says, the conclusion is, consequently, most of the drinking district's drinking water is likely to become polluted. Well, the new thing here is becoming polluted. We know that it can seep in, you know, that things can seep into streams and groundwater. So we need something that's going to say, if most of large dairies won't meet the federal standards, then most of the drinking water will be polluted. So A, if most of the dairies do meet the federal standards, it's unlikely. That's a bad if-then. It's the right parts, but it's backwards. We can't say if most of them do, it won't become polluted. We need something that says if most of them don't, then it will be. So to keep all the drinking water in the district clean requires more dairy inspectors. Well, it's not about all the drinking water. It's just most of the district's drinking water that we want to deal with here. See, all of the drinking water is likely to become polluted only if all of the large dairies. And the problem is that's saying only if all of the large dairies, and we just know most of them are going to do it. Most of the drinking water is likely to become polluted if most of the large dairies do not meet standards. That's exactly what we said we wanted. And so D is going to be our correct answer here. We'll cross out E. If none of the large dairies meets federal standards, then most is likely. Well, the problem is we never proved that none of them would, just that most of them would not. And so D is definitely our correct answer.